So Olga, come here. Please, up to you. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and I'm gonna talk not so much about COVID, but more about doing artificial intelligence models for biomedical research, or machine learning as we call them actually. First of all, let me introduce myself. I'm a professor for drug bioinformatics at the University of Saarland. I hold a master in mathematics and PhD in molecular biology, and according to German law, I'm allowed to teach bioinformatics. I also have a semi-active Blue Sky account, as it became the platform of choice these days in the community. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about where I am. Saarland is a little state in Germany on the French border, and geographically it's actually closer to Brussels or to Paris than to Berlin. In Saarland we have nice nature, we have nice food, we have some not so nice food, and we have the Helmholtz Institute for Pharmaceutical Research and the University with the Center for Bioinformatics, which are my home institutions. So I will take 1 minute to make some advertising for the Center for Bioinformatics. We have the full study program in bioinformatics in bachelor and master. So if you have someone who wants to study bioinformatics, consider sending them there. The bachelor is taught in German, but master is fully in English, and we have 90% of international students there. We have five full professorships and two junior professor groups, and the spread of topics is very broad, from everything from algorithms to clinical bioinformatics and to AI-driven drug discovery. But enough of that. Let's talk about machine learning in biomedical research. I stole this figure from a paper. It actually reports models that are used in medicinal imaging, but it doesn't matter because the trend is the same in every field. Approximately from mid-2010s, the number of papers reporting some machine learning or AI model in some biomedical domain exploded, and there is no stopping to it. So I think it's growing and growing uncontrollably. But